In stratified reservoirs, water quality in the two layers differs significantly. Dissolved oxygen levels are often reduced or depleted below the thermocline once the lake is stratified. This occurs because deep water is cut off from plant photosynthesis, and the atmosphere and oxygen is consumed by bacteria to decompose organic matter at the bottom of the lake. Depletion of oxygen in the bottom layer results in an anaerobic condition, which means devoid of oxygen, where the products affect the lives of freshwater aquatic organisms and the purification process if it's the water supply source for potable and other uses. For example, hydrogen sulfide, iron, and manganese that become abundant in the hypolimnion layer due to anaerobic condition create odor problems and complicate the water treatment process. During overturn, these chemicals come to the top layer of the reservoir where water is abstracted for different uses. In municipal water supply systems, variable intake levels are used to avoid abstraction of pollutants during overturn, where water can be abstracted from a lower level. The quantity of phosphorus present in the water column is especially important, since phosphorus is the nutrient that most often controls aquatic plant growth and affects the rate at which a lake ages and becomes more eutrophic. In the presence of oxygen, lake sediments act as a phosphorus trap, retaining phosphorus and thus making the lake unavailable for aquatic plant growth. However, if bottom water oxygen is depleted, phosphorus will be released from the sediments and may be available to promote aquatic plant growth. In some lakes, the release of phosphorus from the bottom sediments can be the primary source of phosphorus input. In general, lakes with a phosphorus concentration greater than 20 micrograms per liter are able to support abundant plant growth and are classified as nutrient-enriched or eutrophic.